The legislature adjourned over the weekend, but it still has to decide the fate of several contentious bills that are expected to face a veto from Governor Paula Page. As A.J. Higgins reports, House Republican leaders say they are expecting their members to stand with the governor when members return to Augusta at the end of the month.
On Clean Elections, House GOP leader Ken Fredette says his members will likely stand with the governor, who opposes advancing $3 million to the state's Clean Elections Fund.
You know, we have to look at the law, and we also have to look at, you know, fiscal responsibility.
The bill won two-thirds support in the Senate, but not in the House. Fredette says while the program is popular among the lawmakers who use it, it's not necessarily the best use of taxpayer dollars. And he says even in cases where Maine voters go on record as favoring a law, that doesn't mean the legislature can always honor it.
We had a referendum on school funding at 55%, and, you know, we do our best to achieve that. But, you know, given the complexities of the budget and how do you manage that budget, I think it's prudent to be smart and surgical in the way that the funds are used.
But Clean Elections advocates, such as Senate Democratic leader Justin Alfond, say Maine voters support the state's publicly financed election system and that without it, moneyed special interests will have a disproportionate voice in legislative races.
So if this money doesn't get out in this veto override, then it is going to hurt the system, which will just mean more money will end up in politics.
Also likely to be back before the legislature on April 29th is a solar policy bill that is very likely to face the veto pen of Governor LePage, who sees solar as expensive and not sustainable in the free market. But Democrats and many Republicans see the issue as a job generator. During debate on the measure, Democratic Representative Roberta Beavers of South Berwick spoke in favor.
We are the only state in New England that does not offer incentives to the solar industry. This bill not only offers such incentive, it will allow people of almost all economic income levels to participate in solar.
Some major proposals simply disappeared in the early morning hours before Saturday's adjournment. A Medicaid expansion bill that would have provided health care for many Mainers, including drug addiction and mental health treatment for prisoners in Maine's county jails, failed to survive. Although three Senate Republicans initially backed the measure, two of them, Senator Roger Cates of Augusta and Senator David Woodsum of North Waterboro, withdrew their support on enactment, killing the bill. Senate Democratic leader Justin Alfond says Democrats did not expect that turnaround.
I was surprised. The Medicaid expansion issue has been discussed in our state, and there's probably no bigger vote that could transform our state, the health care of our state, the well-being of our state, than that one bill.
And an ongoing debate over the minimum wage is likely to end when lawmakers return to the state house. An emergency bill to increase the state's minimum wage from $7.50 per hour to $10 per hour by 2020 was approved Thursday by the Senate, but the measure failed to win the required two-thirds support and was released Saturday morning to the democratically controlled House for action. Party leaders say the bill faces certain demise for several reasons, including concerns that it is actually a competing ballot measure, as voters will decide on a $12 an hour minimum wage proposal in November. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.